Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It is the 10th of July, 2023. Got the best that's going on in tech right now, and we'll get you caught up on it in less than 5 minutes. Well, definitely Threads is all the rage. Those of you on Android out there, well, you'll soon be able to join the fun. That's because Android users are going to get a sneak peek at the upcoming features for Meta Threads. This is according to a Meta engineer that actually announced on the platform that Android users who love to live on the cutting edge, meaning beta, can actually sign up for that version of the app. Now, of course, these are to try new features. If you're on iOS, they can, I've already got those. Well, technically you don't. As we're hearing iOS, there is no beta program currently. Although there is no beta builds of Android's app just yet, looks like it's more of trying to entice people because of all the hype that Threads has had over the last few days. Though it would be nice if you're going to entice, have something available. Now, of course, Meta's engineer went on to say, be aware of bugs as it is beta, so only proceed if you're comfortable with the associated risks. Well, speaking of new features, looks like Google Calendar's got a few, at least expanded ones. One of those is the existing feature for Calendar, which now can give users the easy way to let their coworkers know where they're at and how they can be reached. And it's not just one time. No, it's through different locations throughout the day or whatever your schedule may dictate. This is all stated in Google's latest announcements, saying this new feature will make it easier for coworkers to figure out if they can meet up in person for collaborations or they maybe need to schedule one of those conference videos. However, though, Calendar, they're not the only ones getting a few little extra breadcrumbs. Google Docs, they're also getting more creator-friendly. Now, when you open up the app and then open up a documents file on an Android device, it will actually start now immediately in edit mode. So you don't need to start tapping around to get those things going that you need to. And finally, you might want to watch those little emoji thumb-ups from now on, especially if you're in Canada, because it might just be a binding contract. Yes, in Canada, a Canadian judge has actually ruled that the popular thumbs-up, can be used not only just as a contract agreement, but get this, your actual signature. The judge, who's based in Saskatchewan, I think I said that right, actually made the ruling on the grounds that the courts must adapt this new reality, and that reality being of how people actually communicate nowadays. And of course, it revolved around a case. There was a grain buyer sending out a mass text to drum up clients and farmers, agreeing to actually sell 86 tons of flax for about $13 per bushel. Well, one of those, somebody said, And that thumb up, guest said, I'm going to take some. When the farmer said, no, that's not what I meant, well, the buyer sued the farmer. And according to this judge, it represented an agreement to the conditions of the contract, thus ordering the farmer to cough up, $62,000. I can only imagine what the next emoji would be after that one. Got a story? No one else is listening. We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check us out on our official website, too, where you can find the new show, The Mac Show, and The Big Show at britishtechnetwork.com. Also, if you'd love to support the new show, we would love to have your support. Head to patreon.com/BTN News today. And if you contribute $5 a month or more, you get exclusive access to the new show, Weekend Edition. Also, if you want to be part of the BTN community, it's fun and it's easy to do. Just head on over to our Slack page at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best in tech then. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.